Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
A creative entrepreneurial spirit is one of the cornerstones of the American dream. The small spark of inspiration from some of America's best free thinkers and great minds have given rise to titanic creative accomplishments such as Apple, Google, and the Ford Mustang. Enter LeVar Ball. Father of some of the best basketball players on earth and founder of Big Baller Brand, LeVar was kind enough to grant Matt and I exclusive behind-the-scenes access to the inner workings of his growing empire. We followed LeVar to Hangzhou, China, as he sought to intervene in the shoplifting case against his son, LiAngelo, as well as guide us through the intense material selection process in the city markets.
Did you strike a deal with that guy?
You know what? He didn't want to work with me. He didn't want to even work with me. I walked in there, and I told him who I was. I said, "Welcome. Konnichiwa. I am Big Baller."
China doesn't say konnichiwa.
They don't? They need to start doing it. I'll bring it here. Big Baller Brand will bring konnichiwa. Konnichiwa? How you say it? Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
To China.
Yeah, but I mean, you legitimately could purchase 10,000 robes. That's what you're looking to do.
I'm looking to do 10,000
sports robes.
Sports robes with hoods, and the arms are cut off. Sleeveless robes.
Yeah.
For when you get out of the shower, because your arms are usually the most wettest part.
So you I could wear that in a post-game interview. Like,
absolutely.
You could sell it to an athlete doing a post-game
That's
interview.
Innovative, too, Matt. I mean, he's cutting the arms. I've never seen that. That's
you don't
got
to tell me that, but also probably moisture wicking to take some of the moisture after the shower,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You don't want to be all wet up under your arms. Big ballers are not wet up under the arms. They are always dry, and that's why these robes will be sleeveless, and it'll be Big Baller Brand robes for everybody to wear.
What went wrong, I guess, would be my question. Why wouldn't that guy, like, consider your offer, or did he not have the selection you wanted? Like, you guys seemed to be having a heated conversation, and you came back out.
Well, here's what I walked in and said. I said, konnichiwa.
You can jump past that.
I bowed to him. I looked at him and said, "My name is LeVar, and I need 10,000 robes, and in my hand is $73 cash."
You've done business in China before, like the sneakers you got, you commissioned them in a city similar, or maybe even this city.
Absolutely, I commissioned them right around the street at a rubber factory. Yeah. I walked in there, and I said, "I need Big Baller shoes for all of my boys, and then we will start selling them publicly when Lonzo plays for the Los Angeles Lakers."
And did you literally have $73 in cash again?
I gave him $73 and he made me 400 pairs of Big Baller Brand Zo2s.
And those are expensive, Matt. Those are like $500. What, $4?
$4.99 a
piece. I'm so bad at bartering. I admire anyone who can walk into a store with $73 cash and make a big order like that.
Today I will teach you how to be a big baller, Matt. I will teach you how to do it.
Yeah, I would love to. I mean,
did you design the logo here? Like, is that the logo that's on that? I mean, it looks good.
I designed this logo on the plane coming over here.
Uh-huh.
We were on Aer Lingus. That is an Irish airline. The only flight that I could find to fly to China was Aer Lingus. The ticket was $73. It said, I don't usually go above that price, okay?
You're tough as nails when you negotiate,
hey,
man.
That's the ceiling, $73.
I guess that's why he's a successful businessman.
That's why my boys are about to take over the world of basketball, and my brand is about to take over the world of brand of ball.
Now, I want to ask you a question. You played, I believe, Canadian football or European football over in London with the Monarchs.
I played for the London Monarchs. I was their best player to never step on the field.
And then you played a little bit of practice squad over here with the Panthers.
I was the best player on the practice squad of the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers.
Tight end, I believe?
I was a tight end, the tightest end. I had the tightest end on the team.
Blocking tight end or receiving tight end?
Both.
Both.
Except I only did one.
Okay. You just blocked.
I just blocked a little bit.
So why did you not pass your skill in football on to your boys? Like, why aren't they all football prodigies?
Football is a dangerous sport, okay? You see why I don't have no hair on my head? You see why I'm bald? Because all of it got knocked off in one football game.
You got
really
your hair knocked off?
Football is a dangerous sport. I didn't want my offspring playing football.
Okay.
They all have hair, Matt. All of the kids have hair.
Yeah,
you see that? They never played football.
They never played football, and all my kids have fantastic hair. Google. You want to get on your phone and Google my net worth? Why don't you get on your phone and Google LaMelo's hair? Huh?
All right.
Look, no, I believe it.
How do you spell LaMelo?
L A.
I mean, Howie Long has hair. Mike Ditka has hair. There's a lot of football players that have full
hair. It's all fake, Matt.
Fake hair.
Fake hair.
The real hair is knocked off.
It's one thing to say the news is fake, but you're saying most sports players' hair is fake?
Fake hair. Dick Butkus, no hair.
Troy Aikman,
hair is fake.
Really?
Yep. It's all fake. Yeah, I asked him. I went into business. I said, look, Troy Aikman, I know you like Wingstop.
Jimmy Johnson, that guy's got a full head of real hair.
That's fake.
Fake?
What about his eyebrows?
Jimmy Johnson's eyebrows?
Yeah.
He got them done at the University of Miami. Fake, tattooed on by Michael Irvin.
Really?
Yep.
Michael Irvin. Yep. He's got decent hair, tight crop.
Fake. Spray paint. His hair is just graffiti.
Do you think you could really beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one?
I'll beat him three times.
You beat him three times?
Best out of three, and I'll beat him three times. I go 3-0. What score you want us to go up to? 21, 11, or 15? The typical scores of a one-on-one game. Pick one.
11.
11. I'll beat him 9-2.
Don't you have to get to 11?
I'll quit before I do.
Okay, so you quit at 9 and just declare victory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There ain't no way he's coming back.
Just call it slaughter rule.
Ain't no way he's coming back from that. 9-2, second game, 10-1. I'll quit. Third game, it'll be a little bit harder because I'll be tired at that point, 6-5. And then I'll continue to play, and he'll go up 6-9. And then I'll come back, beat him 11-9. I'll hold him to 9 points.
You know, I wanted to ask you, you had a son here who had a run-in at a luxury store where he may or may not have stole some sunglasses. You've done business over here.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to assist him in sort of squashing that story or helping him get out of trouble with the Chinese government?
Matt, let me tell you exactly what happened and why this is even a news story, which it should not be. It should not be it. But let me tell you what it is. So I was doing a little research. I told my son and two of his friends to go walk into a sunglass store, say konnichiwa.
Couple of UCLA kids, right? Mm-hmm. Ball players.
You told them to go in there?
Yeah, I did it.
They said konnichiwa again.
They said konnichiwa to the Chinese people. And he walked in. And I said, just pick up a prototype and ask the people if you can walk out with it so we can see, because we're going into Big Baller Brand sunglasses next summer.
That makes sense.
So you need a prototype.
Athletes
to
wear
to.
A lot of sunglasses. Yeah. Okay.
And I told him, when he get back to the hotel, greet me by saying konnichiwa. We are in a different country. He walked up to my room. He gave me the sunglasses. Next thing you know, the Chinese police is walking into my hotel room. None of them said konnichiwa to me. Very rude. And they trying to take my boys from me. Saying they stole these sunglasses. I said, no, those are a prototype that he went to go check because I'm thinking of doing business with this sunglass company. I was going to go back to the man if I liked the sunglasses, say, here is $73.50. I need 4 million pairs of these sunglasses with BBB on the side.
Handcuffs or no handcuffs?
Hmm?
Handcuffs on the kid?
Or no
handcuffs? Chinese handcuffs.
Chinese, are those different than regular handcuffs?
Yeah, it's where you stick your fingers in two sides and you pull. And it gets stuck. My son obeys the law. When he was caught, he had to go. I told him. I said, konnichiwa, you got to go.
Now, what about these flip-flops right here? Would you make these and put your brand on, like your logo on these flip-flops and sell them?
See, these are faux Gucci flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
These are black, red, and green. On the black side, nothing on. You can't see it. On the red part, BBB and GUCC. And that's it. So it
got
rhymes.
Got it.
So just Gooch.
Are you worried about like quality control or anything like that? What do you talk to? Like, okay, like this guy over here, let's say you're in a meeting with him.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of questions would you ask him about like these flip-flops to make sure that they were, you know, when you sell them to somebody? Like, Matt, you got a rash on one of your feet one time from a flip-flop that was faulty, right?
Yeah. I stayed at the Four Seasons and they had what appeared to be really nice, you know, wrapped flip-flops. And then I wore them and the next day I had an athlete's foot and some kind of yellow mold growing on my feet.
What's wrong with athlete's foot? All me and my son's got athlete's foot.
I know, but in a nice hotel, I think they were like made in China. I think they were made in China and they weren't sterilized. So it was a bad deal. So I guess I would caution you. Are you buying flip-flops today?
I'm probably going to go look and see. But here's the questions that I would ask him. Mm-hmm. First, I would to see how his day is going, because you got to be courteous to these people. I would say, konnichiwa. Ask him that as a question. And then we would get down to brass tacks.
I'm looking at your logo. It looks kind of like the Ghostbusters logo.
Does it?
Like that forbid. Like,
don't. A, yeah, it says like don't do something.
Oh, see, no, that's the Z-O too. That's Z O. And the Z also looks, it doubles as a two.
Oh, is that one of your series shoe?
Yeah, that's Lonzo's shoe. That's the Zoe 2.
Just trying to see.
We skipped the Zoe 1. That's how good he is. Ain't no Zoe 1. Only a Zoe 2. He wears number 2 because number 1 is first and he is above first.
Above first is the best, though.
No, 2.
You can't be above number 1.
Zoe 2. Zoe 1, we skipped it. You skipped 2. We count by 2s in the brand, in the Big Baller brand household.
So he's not second.
No, he is first.
But he's number 2.
0, 2, 4, 6.
And do your other boys have shoes yet, or they have to go pro before you break a shoe for them?
LaMelo has a shoe. Go ahead, Google it.
He's not even in NCAA yet. Now, nope. Does that interfere with, like,
yeah,
what
don't
if he wants
let
to go to college?
You from shopping, too, by the way.
Oh, no,
if you want to get flip-flops or scarves or, I don't know, fake fruit. I love fake fruit.
See?
I love fake fruit.
I knew people would love fake fruit. I'm about to get all these plastic papayas. I'm going to put Big Baller brand on top of them, and I'm going to ship them right back to America and sell them for $1,300 a piece.
So this is just like... It's just like decoration for your house?
Decoration for everybody's house. Jay-Z and already bought 4 of them.
So what do you do to relax? Are you going to these Chinese spas or?
No. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to go do is go to the Jollibee, which is a fast food restaurant that serves fried chicken and spaghetti.
Jollibee. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. We can hit that, Matt.
You always hit that when you're in town?
Always hit that. Always hit the Jollibee. You got to get the Big Baller Jollibee. Jagger, you know how they spell it. Jollibee.
Oh, Big Baller brand B.
Yeah.
You should get into bed with Jollibee and bring it stateside.
I'm thinking about getting right in bed with him, laying down on the pillow and making all types of money. Jollibee. Get the Jollibee over in Chino Hills, California. Ha ha. Spaghetti and chicken for everybody.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Several weeks after returning stateside, UCB Sports and Leisure received an invitation from LeVar to take a tour of Big Baller University, a school with one student, his son, and we were able to go behind the scenes of a homeschool experience like no other.
This is the quad area. This is where the students hang out.
It's a backyard. There's a pool.
It's a quad. Sometimes they ditch class out here. You know, I got to go out there and lay the hammer down sometime. This is where they go out to ditch and smoke cigarettes. But kids will be kids. Boys will be boys.
So, you know? LeAngelo, there's been occasions where you've caught him smoking in the backyard here, in the quad.
LeAngelo went to Chino Hills High School. I did not teach him.
Okay.
But LaMelo.
Sorry.
This is where he goes. Yes.
Excuse me.
LaMelo. You're homeschooling LaMelo.
I'm homeschooling LaMelo to finish out high school here at Big Baller Brand University.
So there's been occasions where you were walking between classes and saw him in the yard smoking.
Mm-hmm. With his friends.
You teach other kids?
No. They just show up.
Oh, his kids just swing by?
Mm-hmm. They're outside smoking and on the quad, you know, smoking in the boys' room.
So in that mode, you are in principal mode, right? You are completely not his father.
No, I am not his father.
You play it like a principal.
Absolutely. I wear a short sleeve white t-shirt buttoned all the way to the top with a tie and some khaki pants and black orthopedic shoes. And I have a bullhorn that I scream in his face. Right here, I set that there and I
like,
see
what
him.
Might you yell at him? Give me
yeah,
an example.
Give us an example.
Get back to class. I and yell at him.
And he'll drop it.
He'll drop it. He'll drop the cigarette.
And did he get a detention like that day that he was smoking?
Yes, that is where he's at right now.
He's in detention.
He's in detention, yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And is that his bedroom or is that?
No. That is the basement.
The basement is detention.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he has to go down to the bowels of the school.
Okay.
And he then...
Like a
boiler room almost.
But is it just like a waterbed and like a futon and like video games and stuff like that down there?
I take
the
video games away. He needs to be focused. All he has down there is hair products to keep his hair looking luxurious. And then he also, because you can't be out in the world with bad hair. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so I told you, look at me. This is why
I was going to say, you look great today.
Thank you. This is why I'm not in the NBA right now, though.
Your hair kept you back?
My hair is the reason why I'm not. And it's not the fact
I can see that,
I am 49 years old.
Jordan didn't have hair.
Hmm?
Michael Jordan didn't have hair.
Oh, he had hair.
Barkley didn't.
He just shaved it off.
He just shaved it off. That was a choice that they made.
I don't know if that's what kept you from the NBA.
Scott, do you believe me?
Well, I was just thinking, like, that's what kept me out of the NBA, too. See, my hair's all curly and big, right, Matt?
I don't think that kept you out either, Scott. I don't know that you...
I mean, I hit threes like rain.
See? I believe it. Scott, you're tall, about 6'5", 6'6", 6'9"?
Probably.
He's probably 6'3".
Yeah?
Tops.
Do you have a prom at the school?
We do. We have a prom. It's coming up in June. The theme of that prom, because it's the year 2017, the theme of that prom is no sexual harassment. And so
they got seminars and stuff on that night?
Yep. And no girls will be allowed.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a
just keep them out of trouble.
It's all boys prom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you can't. You got to be careful about that because you not only have children, but you also have business interests involved with these kids at these schools.
That's like your kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would take you down.
We'll be in the gym. Do y'all want to go back and look at the gym some more?
No, I want to see if, like, other facilities, is there a library inside?
Absolutely. There's a library right here. This shelf of books I got right here. Let's see what some of the books I got right here.
Matt, look at this. It's like a half Capri Suns and a half books. Do you want a Capri Sun?
I'll take a Capri Sun.
Which one you want? You want Pacific Cooler or Orange?
Pacific Cooler.
Okay,
I'm
absolutely.
More of a fruit punch guy myself.
Absolutely.
I can never open these whenever I try and open these.
You just got to stab the middle.
Yeah. The key is holding the straw dead center.
Mm.
Matt, I'll
hold
mine
up. The mango.
Yeah. Pacific.
Now, what are these videos here? These are just like, it says history videos.
Oh, yes, those are the teaching videos.
Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
One says Korean War. One says Vietnam War. Absolutely. These are lessons that you would give your son?
Yes. You know how Ken Burns makes documentaries?
Yeah.
I make them too.
Oh, you make your own. You don't buy public television.
Big Baller Brand documentaries starring LeVar Ball. I give these to my son when he's traveling so he can watch them and still learn.
So here's World War II. Can we pop in?
Absolutely. Put it in.
World War II?
Oh, look, it's a good entertainment center at the school.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A nice big TV.
I just got this on
Where's
Black
the
Friday.
Remote? Do you have a remote or I just push this?
I'll give you the Big Baller remote.
Oh, this is big.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Big Baller.
BBB on the remote.
Look, you can control the parquet floor. You can control the pool.
Absolutely.
You can control the roof.
The
what does the roof do?
Huh?
What's your roof do?
Retracts.
Oh.
Like University of Phoenix Stadium.
Okay. All right, I'm going to push play here.
You ready?
Yep.
Was this World War II?
World War II video, it says?
Oh,
I don't know.
I like the music.
Konnichiwa. It is me, Principal Father LeVar. This installment will be about World War II. The First World War. Because we all know that number one is trash. And you pass number one to be number two. Like your brother... Lonzo Ball, number two, Los Angeles Lakers. World War II started in 1945. At that point, Hitler was running around town, being all crazy, not knowing what he was talking about, had a weird mustache, a weird haircut, not knowing what he was talking about. Just running around, spitting all kinds of nonsense, blowing people up and stuff like that.
I'm going to pause it. Is it okay?
Yeah. How you liking it? Y'all learning a lot?
You obviously made that yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your expertise in World War II is from where? Like, did you go to school to learn your
Yes,
facts?
I went to many colleges.
Okay.
I started at West LA College in Culver City.
Okay.
Then I went to Cal State LA in downtown. And then I transferred all the way up to Washington State and made it a Big Baller Brand University all the way up to Pullman.
I'm almost afraid to ask. Can we watch the 9/11 one?
Absolutely.
I'm curious to see what the lesson
is.
Unless you don't want to, Scott.
I love to see his interpretation of the events.
Unless you bought this one also. This is you again. This is a self-produced.
This
history.
Is Ken Burns.
This
LeVar
isn't just
Ball's 9/11.
LeVar Ball's 9/11. Okay, I'll put it in, I guess.
Konnichiwa. This is 9/11. This happened on September 11, 2001. That was a couple months after your brother LiAngelo was born. LaMelo, I'm sorry I get your names mixed up. That is a couple months after your brother LaMelo was born, who was born in August of 2001. Now, what happened was, you go to the airport, and you ain't nobody gotta go through security yet. And these crazy people running all around talking all kinds of mess get on the plane, and they got a bunch of box cutters with them. And I say, what you cutting boxes for on the plane? You gotta put the boxes under the plane. And they get on the plane, and they start talking all this kind of crazy mess. And they on this plane, and then they start cutting people up. And the planes go right into the Century 21, the bottom of the World Trade Center.
I'm going to pause it right here.
Yeah.
That was, for some reason, better. I don't know why, because you didn't get the dates wrong. Mm-hmm. You did get the dates right. But how would you quiz your son on that? Would a question on that test be like, which one of you boys was born 2 months September? Like,
that would be question number one. I can show you a copy of it. Here's a copy of the test right here. I'm not already giving it to it. Here's a copy of the test.
These crazy people were talking a bunch of A, mess.
Yes.
B, nonsense. C, all the above. D, I don't even know. The English?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess I would say all the above.
And here's another question, Matt. What's at the bottom of the World Trade Center? It says Kinko's, Century 21, or Pizza Hut.
So you're quizzing them on the businesses that were formerly in the building when it was standing.
What is the answer, Matt?
Pizza Hut, I guess.
What
was in the basement?
Century 21 was at the... It was a different building on the side.
Oh.
It's still there to this day.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's very...
See, you're learning something, Matt. Maybe you should enroll in this university.
I guess so, but I'm just worried. When does he take his GED?
Huh?
Your youngest boy.
Yeah, because he has to graduate if he's going to qualify for NCAA.
Some of that stuff I don't think would help him when he stared down a GED.
He's just a junior right now. We still got a whole nother year curriculum.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of tapes over here. I ain't even played for him yet. Go ahead. Pick a tape from this one.
Well, there was one that says math.
Math.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you right now. You want it? You ready for it?
Yeah.
Put
for
it in.
I guess it's junior math, or is this from
this
freshman
is senior
year?
Math. This is
oh,
math.
He hasn't taken this
no,
yet?
No, not yet. This is math analysis.
Math analysis? I thought all math was analysis. Well, I guess
pre-calc,
I don't know.
Pre-calc.
Okay. Okay. You go ahead. I don't want to touch anything.
Here we go. Math.
Konnichiwa. This is math. Where did math start? All these Chinese people were running around talking a whole bunch of mess and nonsense, not knowing what they was talking about. And they started fiddling around with all these numbers. What's the first number of the number bet? That's alpha. You got alphabet and they got the number bet. What's the first number of the number bet? 2. Like your brother, Zoe 2 of the Los Angeles Lakers. Lonzo Ball, baby, the best Laker to ever touch a gold and purple uniform. Anyway, back to China and math.
All right, I'm going to pause that.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous because that's misleading.
Like what?
To say 2 is the first number, like you could argue it's 0. Could argue it's 1, but I don't think I've ever heard anyone say 2, for example. Like, right?
2 is not the first number.
Right,
sure.
I'm just trying to see this kid going into a GED with what you've armed him with, and it's almost like it's a disservice not to have a real math tutor or...
My son don't need nobody but me around this university. See, that rhymes. I also teach him rhymes.
Oh, that's poetry. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's valuable.
That'll be on the test.
And how do you know he's not goofing off in the basement? I mean, do you just shout with your bullhorn or what happens?
I just stomp on the floor. He settles down. He's doing his work. He'll have to come back up here when the day wraps at 3:04. That's when the last period ends.
Okay. So you keep a real schedule.
Mm-hmm. 7:56 a.m. to 3:04 p.m.
Do you have morning announcements, like our public high school and all that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What were the announcements today?
The announcements today... Konnichiwa. Today's announcements for this day, the year of our Lord, LeVar Ball, are lunch will be Jollibee.
Oh.
Chicken
and spaghetti.
Yeah. I got some flown in.
Oh, that's nice.
The other announcements were you can pick up your senior portraits from the student store located down the quad in the kitchen.
Oh, so stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits through that.
Yeah. I have to
print them out. Very formal.
Yes.
Very formal.
This is a real university, high school.
What about this video, the JFK assassination?
Oh, you want to watch that one?
Can you play this one?
That was one of my favorites.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
I can't imagine. I know the first word of it. Oh, I like the music.
Konnichiwa. This is the JFK assassination. One day, John F. Kennedy was riding in a car around Dallas talking all kinds of mess and nonsense. And he didn't know what he was talking about. And this dude was standing up in a building. He was trying to shoot at this man who had an umbrella on the side of the road. And he missed him. Now, nobody knows why he got that umbrella. It was a sunshiny day that day. And this man just got a random umbrella on the side. And the other man in the building was trying to shoot him, and he missed. And he hit John F. Kennedy. His head went all over the place. It was nasty.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there.
Uh-huh. They're playing basketball.
All around the world. To the beach, y'all.
As our time with LeVar drew to an end, he invited us to a Lakers game, courtside, to watch his eldest son, Lonzo, as well as give us one last look into his process.
Oh, wow, your son just made a three-pointer.
Oh, best shooter ever to play in a Laker uniform. This was an expansion team before Lonzo Ball, baby.
Some people say he passes almost too much, like he's afraid to take his own shot.
I would agree with you. That is my one criticism of my child. He passes the ball too much because nobody else on his team is as good as him, and he makes 100% of the shots he takes. But see, when he passed the ball, he got to give it to somebody who's lower and worse than him. And then he don't make the shot. The Lakers lose. That's why they got a bad record right now. It ain't got nothing to do with my son.
Well, if it's an inside pass under the rim to DeAndre Jordan, like, that's an example of a good pass, right? I mean, a big guy like that.
I mean, that's creating points.
That's a high percentage play. DeAndre Jordan plays on the Clippers. But you're thinking of if it was a low pass to Brook Lopez,
which
is a low percentage shot because Brook Lopez sucks. Put my son at center. My son wants to play point guard and center. Allow him to multiply himself, Luke Walton. Your ill-fitting suit.
Oh, the wings are the chickens. Mm. Oh, that's good.
See that?
Oh, that's good.
Best chicken strip.
Oh, that's good.
You ever? That's a Big Baller Brand Los Angeles Laker chicken strip with Big Baller Brand barbecue sauce.
Mmm, that's good.
I was just looking up at the rafters there. They got the big pennants hanging down. What do you think when you see all these championships from the past?
I believe that my son should be up there above a few of those players. Let's see, Gail Goodrich should not be up there. Chick Hearn ain't never shoot a shot in his life.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's he's a famous announcer, though.
He's like Vin Scully.
He's silly. Jerseys should have numbers on them, not microphones.
Okay.
I'm upset by that.
Yeah.
I think Kopitar of the Kings should not have a jersey because my son is a better hockey player than anybody
hockey?
That ever.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, Lonzo can play some hockey now. I taught him how to do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you skate?
Who?
Can you skate?
Absolutely, I can skate. I can skate. I can roller skate. I can roller blade. I can ice skate. I can ice blade.
Can you sled?
Segway? Can you do a Segway?
I don't trust those things.
How about those two-wheel IO Hawk things?
Yeah, I do those.
You can do that?
I like those.
You trust
that,
but you don't trust the Segway.
Mm-hmm. I don't like anything that has a stick coming out of it.
So all your cars are automatic transmission?
Absolutely. Absolutely, every car I got is straight out of Japan.
Do you believe in climate change?
Huh?
Do you think climate change is happening?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's melting down. It's going to take my boys to save it. They're going to have to go out there and put some ice on it. They're going to have to put some ice on them ice, on them glaciers out there.
This is outside your expertise, but how do you think Trump got elected?
Hmm?
How do you think Donald Trump...
I'm glad
got
you
elected.
I'm glad you asked, Matt. I'll tell you exactly how he got elected. See, I went down there to vote. I went down to my local Chino Hills polling place, and I circled in Hillary because I am with her. I am. Hillary is Big Baller Brand with her husband, Bill, Big Baller Bill Brand Clinton. Yeah. And I went down there to vote for her, and they said, LaVar, you can't go in here. Your voter registration is expired. I said, how is it expired? I ain't dead. I'm walking right in here. I'm a live man. And they was like, you can't do it. This is the wrong polling place. You've moved. Your address is different. And I said, I ain't traveling nowhere. Big Baller Brand don't travel nowhere to go vote. I'm either voting here or I ain't voting. And they didn't let me vote. And that's what got Trump elected. My one vote not being counted.
One vote?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she won the general election.
Yeah,
because she had more votes.
Yeah, but that's the Electoral College. Yeah, that's what I got. A Big Baller Brand University is in the Electoral College.
That's your division you play?
Mm-hmm.
So you play other members of the Electoral College?
Absolutely.
League?
And like, LaMelo is 30-0.
Do you think this guy, Roy Moore, is going to win in Alabama?
I do. Alabama people are stupid. They're going to let that man go right up in there touching on them little girls. And it ain't going to be nothing nice. Well, they had to start. I tell you one thing. He is never invited to the prom at Big Baller Brand University. He ain't. Luke, get your head out your ass. Get your head out your ass. Put my son at every position on the court. Oh, sorry about that, Chelsea.
Your son's like 1-for-10 at this point. But that's, he's passing
that's
well.
That's because Luke done tightened up the rims. My son needs a loose rim to shoot with. Luke did this.
Thanks for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guest, Carl Tart. Big thanks to our producer, Cody Ziegler. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. If you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes and be sure to check out Carl's new podcast, The Culture Kings, on How Stuff Works. Thanks for listening. Peace, leisure.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.